Hi, it's Clive Davis from the Wildlife Sound Recording Society. This month you have two recordings made by Angel Perez Grandi, who firstly recorded the sounds of rooks at a rookery and then, assisted by his daughters, barn swallows next to his home address. Enjoy.
On a cool and calm morning in March, I visited Belcoo, a small village wedged between two lakes in County Fermanagh. I was looking to record the sounds of rooks as they build their nests at a well-established rookery, right on the main street. Rooks are infamous for their raucous cawing. Whenever I moved, or a car passing by broke the silence, they would advertise it, giving it their whole body, with that characteristic bowing and fan-shaped tail movement. But like them or not, the sounds of rooks are intrinsic to the acoustic heritage of the countryside, as Paddy Corrigan, a local angler, kindly spoke to my microphones.
I've been seeing these rooks for years. For the past 30 years, start carrying their material for their nests on the 1st of March. Every year is the 1st of March. I've been told this from a man that lived beside a rookery all his life. And he claimed if the 1st of March fell on a Sunday, they didn't start until the Monday to build their nests. The crows in the cottage meadow at the moment, they're all nesting here. They do have the rookery here. A lot of them stay here all year round. But there's an island in the lake behind me here where I'm sitting, and thousands of crows goes there every night from all over the area. They meet there at night and they roost there at night. But at Mail, outside Belcoo, there's a lay-by. And when the wind is favouring you, you can hear the crows very plain from the island.
Rookeries are usually established in tall trees, sycamore and Scots pine being the favourite types here in Belcoo. Rooks are very sociable birds, which pair for life, and with a proven ability to solve simple problems. They've certainly understood that by setting up their colonies close to humans, they can benefit from sources of food derived from our activities, such as farming, or simply the odd scrap of food we may accidentally drop on the ground.
All the way they'll pick off the street, they'll pick off the back of trailers, they'll come right up to your door for food, like in the, sit on the rooftops of the houses there. No problem with them.
In Irish, rooks are called rúchach, and sometimes also preacon dove, meaning black crow. In the English language, their name takes from their harsh call. But there is a range of other sounds they make around the rookery. From soft mutterings to higher sort of strangled sounding notes. Ow! And there's also the loud calls from their cousins, jackdaws, who flock with rooks during the winter months and like to make swooping visits all year round.
Go to the barn and look at the nests. It makes me think of, like, you know when two of the adults perched on the little wood at the top?
You mean like the bar across?
Yeah.
The barn that keep
that. Yeah,
keep. And they used to always talk to each other, like, chip, 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 chip.
Yeah, just
chats.
Little chats. Yeah. I remember spending summer, like, hot summer mornings, or when it was raining even, I used to come into the barn and we'd shelter in there and, like, watch the swallow chicks sometimes.
As I dug through my sound library, I stumbled upon these barn swallows. But it was the sound of the space itself that stopped me on my tracks. It's been a huge year of change for my family, as we've relocated countries and, to a certain degree, traded lifestyles. I think I've got a good sound of the feeding chicks. Oh, the rain.
Oh,
feeding and rain.
Oh, I like that. I like it when it rains. It's peaceful.
These solos bring me straight back to our cottage in Ireland, the place where we raised four children. Year on year, swallows would return to the barn to make a family, whilst we were making our own in the house next door.
Them actually fighting for the food.
Yeah, you can you can picture them, the little chickies in the nest waiting for their mum or their dad to come home.
I've actually got the sound of them killing, feeding, insect killing.
Ooh,
let's try and...
How gruesome.
Let's try and find this. Insects last cry.
It sounds like ripping something in half and then eating it.
And then the juices are spilling out.
And then the top bit is still alive.
We took great pride as a family that the swallows would choose our barn to raise their chicks. And it provided healthy entertainment for the children all throughout the summer. Ah, parent chatting to chicks.
Let's
That's
hear
appropriate.
This. Yeah, let's listen.
You have to be good when you grow up. One day you'll be flying on your own.
Yeah. Trust Papa had to teach them a life lesson in this.
So it makes me think about you telling us not to watch any more TV.
True, we didn't.
Coincidentally, that year, the swallows raised four chicks.
I like that. It makes us think a bit like us. When, you know how we used to have an old log fire on rainy days? We used to light it on cold days because it was one of the only ways to heat the house.
the fire.
Yeah.
I remember coming out of the bath with a towel on and just going down to the fire.
You always used to have your back to the fire. You're always blocking it.
Yeah, I was always holding it.
We have now flown the nest ourselves, off to new lands. But the echoes of our collective memory as a family will be forever linked to these adventurous small birds. Thank you.